بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the old days, much discussion was about a science called alchemy, where ordinary metal is transformed to gold. Whether it's true or not, Allah knows. But these type of stories are related for certain morals. You receive a moral, take a lesson from the story. Like how they speak about Leela and Majnun, right? And there are lessons that they take out from there. So they saw Majnun was writing on the sand. And like, a lot of enthusiasm, his mind is there, his heart is there, and he's writing a letter. So someone passed by and asked him, who is this letter to? And how are you going to post it? So he says, the letter is to my beloved. And my problem is I can't reach her. But Mashke Mashuk Mikuna. I can't reach her. But the only thing I can do is I can take a name, write a name, and comfort myself. So Zikr and the people of Zikr, then that's the fastest vehicle to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr and the people of Zikr. Provided they are on the Sunnah. Not on the Sunnah, they can be astray and they can mislead you. On the Sunnah, right, and there is an abundance of Zikr, then that's the most fastest vehicle to Allah Ta'ala. He says, no, I can't reach her, but at least I can take her name. So in this world, you won't see Allah Ta'ala, but at least you can take his name and comfort yourself. So this is the heart of the alchemy. King heard about it and he wants to know now, is there anybody that knows this field? So all his ministers advise him, saying, well, it's a dream, it's just a guess. Where are you going to get this thing? One person came along and he says, no, I know something about this. There's one person there and he knows about it. So now that person that he indicated, he's living in an informal place. Informal settlement, like how they call it, Jundol. Somehow they bundled him up, they brought him to the king. So the king is reprimanding him, that you know this art and you're not sharing it with us. So his response was, see, had I had that art, you think I would have been staying in that Jundol? I would have been staying in a top gated estate. Well, Jundol, I can make gold. You think I would have been? Anyway, this person is not budging. Send him off. And he shouted to the minister, you're misleading me. So the minister told him, see, these people here, they never share this field. The science, they won't share it. Until you don't go and beg them like a beggar, you have to be like a beggar before them, then they feel the confidence in you, then they'll share it. The king was impassionate. He had that enthusiasm. And now he learned this is the procedure. Musa alayhi salam wants to join up with Khizr alayhi salam. So Khizr alayhi salam lays out the condition. In ittaba'atani fala tas'alni an shay'in hatta uhdisa laka min dhikra. You would accompany me, don't say anything. Because as though Khizr al-Islam is saying, there will be a lot of things that I do is not consistent with your thinking and your ways. So you just keep quiet. That's the only condition. اِتَّبَعَتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي. So different things have different procedures. And tasawuf also, that's what it's quiet, just keep quiet and just forget your thinking. With the true confidence that I've latched on and I'll reach. And I mustn't ask now, am I reaching, not reaching, reaching, not reaching? Have I taken the right vehicle or not? The stupidity there. That will break the confidence. As though, you see, this thing here works with confidence. And the confidence is that it's discreet, right? When it's a discreet thing, then you can't be behaving like that. One ant is heard now. Everybody is going Makkah or sab Madine ko chale. Poor ant is saying, aur hum reh gaye. It was the luck of the ant that one pigeon of Medina was there. And he saw this thing sobbing and crying away. So you see, I'll take you to Medina. But the condition is, you must tuck yourself into my feathers and close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Don't open your eyes. Throughout the flight, I'll take you there. Go inside. Humble yourself. Because I'm putting right on the shoes. Right on, I'm keeping right at the feet. Humble yourself. See, submission. This path requires submission. Just annihilate yourself. Leave your thinking. Right. Leave your experience. Leave your thinking, leave it out. Now you're on the flight, right? When you're on the flight, they tell you now, you don't open the window, you don't open the door. Hey, treating us so high. That person goes helter-skelter, rushing for the door, open the door, what happened? A disaster, isn't it? Just remain calm in your seat. Don't become hysterical, just remain calm. So all these things require procedures. Now this thing is because it's just a mental thing, so it requires a lot of procedure, a lot of discipline. You can't afford to become hysterical. Am I reaching? Why am I reaching? Don't make those statements. When it is Allah Ta'ala that has taken care, He is guaranteed that you reach. So then you don't trust Allah Ta'ala. That kafir pilot, you'll trust him. He'll take you. Don't you have that? You go up to him and say, hey, will I reach? He's a kafir, first grade. He can be an LG. He's piloting that. But you got so much of confidence in him, you don't ask him one question. So with a deep-rooted conviction, Allah Pak will take us. Now imagine if that ant It's flying over the sea, right? And it's opened its eyes. In that hysteria, he may just fall down. So the prisoner told him in advance, just you remain calm, composed, close your eyes throughout the flight. So now the king understood now that these people won't budge, they won't give it. I have to turn like a beggar by this person. So the king, what he did now, he put on like a beggar's clothes, like our India, Haitian cloth, he rubbed his face with sand and that, disheveled hair, made himself appear like a real beggar. Came to this, he got to know whereabouts in the jungle he's living. So got his residence. And now they thought it, they showed him that you mustn't go say straight that I came here to learn alchemy. You must be with him but under some other pretext. You say alchemy, he'll throw you out. So he learned the whole trick. I just want a liking for you. What must I do with my eyes, you know? My eyes have just fallen in love. That Jondol is studying by. I got nothing to offer. What's there in me to fall in love? Got no features, no house, no money, nothing. So he's saying, it's my eyes now. My eyes just fell for you now. So in the morning he's making khidmat, pressing the feet. Evening he's rubbing the hair, like combing the beard. So please go. I can't. How do you expect me to leave? 1 month, 2 months going. And this jundal also feels very comfortable. After about a year, now the jundal is telling him in his language, you see. Mere paas ek ilm hai. You can't even say that ilm properly. Mere paas ek ilm hai. I've got a science. And it's about transforming metal into gold. Hey, leave all that. I don't worry about that. I'm just worried about you. So the jundal is becoming more and more impressed. So I must teach you this thing. I'm not worried about that. So the jundal caught him by the hand. This is how you make it. This is the plant, this is the herb, this one here. He made him do it in front of him for 10 times. Now he learned the thing very, very well. Overnight he's gone. But the jundal got so used to him. He says, you know, that's why they said, don't trust people. But here, yeah, talab kya karishma dikhata hai. Uske jeeve to talab tha. He had that. He was impassionate. Right? Allah give us the talab for his love. He had a talab for alchemy, and whatever the talab required, he went for it. Went right to the jundal, heart of the jundal, pressing the feet, disheveled hair. Left his kingdom, left the throne, left all his audience and all the comforts, just to seek this. So, agar Khuda Ta'ala ki talab ho dil mein, if you got the talab of Allah Ta'ala at heart, then what shouldn't you be doing? All the difficulties, the nonsense of people, you'll go through it. You want the talab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So when you want the talab of Allah, what won't you do? Anyway, now the king called for the jundal. Now came here. The jundal is looking at the king. فَأَرَفَهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. He recognized him. Right. جس کے پاس ایک سال رہا, he lived a year, you can disguise himself, but you would recognize him, won't you recognize him? So he recognized him. So the king is asking him, you know what? You knew this thing here, and why you gave me this whole struggle? So he had to spill the beans. He says, by baat to aisi hai, this is the actual secret. Isi tarah se, isi talab se ye cheez hasil hoti hai. You become impassionate about it. It's not your money, it's not your kingdom. Nothing counts. It's your being impassionate. It's your just putting yourself on the feet, lowering yourself to the feet of the jundul. That brings you up, lowering yourself. Now this is what the world lacks today. Nobody wants to give himself. Nobody wants to lower himself. Each one, with his status, with his pomp and glory, he wants to come forward. How can it happen? Just annihilate yourself. I'm nothing. I know nothing. Otherwise, I just want you. So, you don't think about your knowledge. You don't think of your competence. You don't think of your expertise. You don't think of your wealth. Nothing. Just the love of Allah Ta'ala. By Allah Ta'ala, all these things mean nothing. We have an attachment to it. But you think it's got any value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala? By Allah Ta'ala, it's got no value. In the Tabligh Jamaat, you hear it all the time. If the whole world was equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, then the kafir wouldn't have got one sip of water. So the world, whatever it's got absolutely no value. So if we are fighting, we don't know which thread of the mosquito wing we are fighting. It's so despicable in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. All our fights, all our trouble, all our mental turmoil, he's owing me this much, and he robbed me, and he cheated me, and what has happened to him on the day of Qiyamah? Why he did this to me? And you know this, Amanat had crashed, what did he do to you? So hamari larai kis baat ke upar hai? What is the fight all about? The poet says, ye kahan ka fasana hai zood o ziya, ye kahan ka fasana hai zood o ziya. What is this old fight about? I got so much, you got so much. I got so much, you got so much. Jo gaya, so gaya. Jo mila, jo so mila. What went away, what came. But ye kahan ka fasana hai, zood o ziya. What is the whole fight about? I got so much, and you got so much. Why you got so much, why don't I have this much? What is this whole fight about? It went, came. Kaho apne jee se, tell your heart, convince your heart. Jo dila, to muhabbat ilahi dila. Another, if there's anything to ask, I ask for your love. Because that's the height. You got that, I ask you, can you ask for anything beyond that? You got the love of Allah Ta'ala. I say, can you ask anything beyond that? So all love wants pay the price of love. Understand what's the price. And if you understand it, then you feel it's such a surprise. It's just saying, I'm nothing. I just want you, I'm just... See that Majnun now, there's nothing visible. No visible vehicle to transport him. But in the sand, in the desert, what he's doing is writing there. So that's the only thing that I can do. Forget what people are thinking about me and what they say about me. They may think I'm a crack, right? So let them think I'm a crack. But I know what I'm working for. I know who I'm working for. He wants me to be just cracked completely. And then he'll take me, he'll put me on. Allah Baktofi.